The technology of management, as developed by humanitarian and author L. Ron Hubbard, was developed from discoveries basic to life itself, which makes sense when you think about it, since management and the building of groups and organizations has a lot to do with life. It was developed to handle management and administrative problems connected with building organizations to handle the most valuable and most volatile commodity there is, the spirit of man and the human mind. Hubbard developed a science of the mind called Dianetics, as well as founding the Church of Scientology, with the purpose of addressing the travails of the human persona and to assist man in achieving spiritual freedom. The building of organizations to administer such services proved too challenging for whatever existed at the time in the way of organizational know-how. Hubbard once said that building such organizations is much like making a vessel out of water to hold water. The fruits of his research were numerous in a very broad scope. Here you can see the written record of his research. 12 volumes and millions of words on the subject of administration, covering all facets, including how to find, choose, hire, and train competent staff, financial management, marketing and promotion, the components of leadership, sales, basic organization, efficiency, and much, much more. This is without a doubt the largest single body of writing on the subject of administration in existence. In addition to his written work on the subject, Hubbard has many tape lectures as well. The goal here is not to overly impress you or overwhelm you. The fact is that most of the individuals you may know or who you have heard of who have met with tremendous success with the application of Hubbard's management technology are factually only using a very small percentage of what there is to be known and applied. Any of you can read and apply one article from any of these books and experience tremendous benefit, as I'm going to demonstrate in this talk. I'm trying to make the point, however, that there is more to learning the ins and outs of management for real than you can read in 1 minute. Now, I'm going to help you by giving you one vital lesson from all of this data that, if you take to heart and apply, will start you on the road that will put you on top of your business and your life. I would have to say, in all my experience of more than 20 years working with organizations and businesses of all shapes and sizes, from one-man startups to organizations of more than 100,000 employees, this is the first and most important lesson. If you have it, you are on your way. And if you don't get it, you will not find your way, and you are dooming yourself to a business life that is out of your control and will control you. The lesson is simply this: a right way to do something can exist. I realize that this might seem a little anticlimactic, but believe me, this datum is not prevalently known in business. It is sometimes known in other fields. I discovered it myself many years ago in building my own furniture as a hobby. Everything from bookshelves to dining room chairs, and I acquired a rule of thumb. If something was taking too long, was too difficult, or was too much of a struggle, and I was using too many four-letter words, I figured I must be doing something wrong. There were people out there making a living making furniture, and if they were doing it the way I was doing it, they would be going broke. So, I would go back to my home library and pull out the woodworking books and look up what I was trying to do, and just as I suspected, and every time, I had missed a step or was trying to do something the hard way. So I would fix it, and suddenly, I would be quite happy to get on with it, and I built a lot of furniture. Look to your own experience. Odds are that you are truly proficient and a professional at the know-how or technology of what it is you are offering your clients or customers. There is a technology to what you do. Whether you are running an auto repair shop and fixing cars, a construction company building homes, a dentist or a doctor repairing bodies, or whatever, there is a technology or tech to what you do. There is even a technology of sales, and any true professional in sales knows this. Technology is a very valuable word that often gets limited to highly specialized uses in certain fields. But it is simply defined by Hubbard as follows. Technology, the methods of application of an art or science as opposed to mere knowledge of the science or art itself. It is also defined as a body of truths. Okay, if you are a dentist or a house painter, you know there is a technology or specific process that, if followed, will give you a predictable result. These procedures have been developed over many years as the best way to paint a room, or the best way to cap a tooth, or what have you. Chances are you learned this technology through someone else, read a text, or were shown what to do. If you were to try and develop everything you know about the technology you use to earn your way in this world, all by trial and error, you would probably agree that you would die pretty stupid and leave a lot of unhappy customers in your wake. Question number one is, how long have you studied this technology? Most of you will answer anywhere from 4 to 8 years, and most of you will say, I am still learning. That is a sign of a true professional, I might add. Question number two is, if you were to encounter in the application of your technology a problem you had never encountered before, let's say you run an auto shop and you encounter a device on a new car you had never seen before, or perhaps you are a house painter and you are asked to produce an effect you had never done before, or for example, you are a dentist confronting an issue with a tooth you had never seen before, what would you do? I know what you would do. You would look it up, or you would call a friend or an associate who might know what to do. I can guarantee that you would not just wing it and try to dream up a solution. Not if you want to keep your customers happy and your business viable. You'd do your homework. You'd do some research. Why? Because in this field, you certainly know that a right way of doing it does exist. And so it is with anything. Anything for which there is a best way to do something, you could say there is a right way to do something. And that goes for anything from baking a cake to building an organization. This gives us two main options in dealing with any problem we might encounter in trying to produce any product. Let's go back to the carpentry example. I'm building a chair or something, and it is not coming together right, and I'm about to get too frustrated to be permitted to be around the children. Okay. At this point, I have one of two options. I can decide, well, it's just like this. Carpentry is just a lousy activity. It's a grind. I hate it. And that's just the way it is. And keep going in the slavish, frustrated, awful way I've been going. Or quit. Or I can decide, heck, I must be doing something wrong. And do the necessary research to find out what it is I am doing wrong and how to make it right. So what's so different about our businesses? How often do you get frustrated? How often do you decide that it's not worth it? That it's just no fun? That having and running a business is just like that? It's a two martini day today. Or let's hope things can get better tomorrow. Or I can't wait until I retire. Or I'm just in the wrong business. Is that how you would treat a patient or a customer? Sorry, ma'am. Car still won't work. Come back tomorrow. We'll take another shot at it. Sorry to hear the tooth still hurts. Maybe it'll be different tomorrow. People who operate that way don't survive because they lose customers. And here is another point. They live miserable lives. They haven't even mastered the technology of what they are offering their customers. The professional looks for answers. He knows he cannot keep doing the same things and hoping for a different result, as one of my members once told me, and is no different with your business. Hubbard states the following in his article entitled Standard Admin. Admin is short for administration. To approach the subject of standard administration realistically, one first must recognize that a right way to do things can exist. Let us take an example like starting a car. There is a right way to do this. You see if it has gasoline. You see that it's out of gear and that the brake is on. You turn on the ignition key and make the starter make contact. You feed it some gas and it starts. Now, if one varied the sequence or did something else, the car wouldn't start. Then one pushes it or finds a hill. It still doesn't start, so a mechanic is sent for. The bulk of the time, the mechanic finds no gas or failure to turn on the ignition. There are an infinity of ways not to start a car. There is only one way to start a car. So it is with any standard procedure. Note that Hubbard says that there is an infinity of ways to do things wrong. Ever notice that? How many of you have ever checked out a few of these wrong ways? Most of us have. Ever notice how few people graduate from the school of hard knocks? Most just learn to endure getting knocked. Congratulations. Here's your certificate. Whap! No, the answer is not to try to develop a full technology all by your lonesome, under the belief that you can't benefit from anybody else's experience or research, and that the whole world is stupider than you are, no matter how true that might be. Once you realize that a right way to do something can exist, you need to start doing your own research. You need to commit yourself to being a professional. And look, if it took you 4 or 8 years to become a professional at fixing a car, playing an instrument, programming a computer, treating a toothache, then why in heaven's name do we assume we can pick up the somewhat complex subject of building and administering a group of individuals in a couple of seminars or some $5 paperback? Ever notice that people do tend to talk back and have a lot more going on with them than your average piece of furniture or tooth or carburetor? No. It takes earnest commitment and dedicated study, just like anything else. You don't even have to believe that Hubbard has all the answers. That's not what I'm trying to teach you here. I can tell you that if you study Hubbard's work, you will find workable answers that will solve all the problems you currently have with your business. But that is something you will have to find out for yourself. This is not an exercise in faith. It is an exercise in logic. And I hope that I have succeeded in bringing home this first lesson for you, and that you have realized that a right way to build and expand your business does exist, and that you will look. If you know there must be a right way, and if you will look, there is abundant hope for you, and your business will build and build and be a source of power, joy, and satisfaction to you. And if you do not, and decide that this is just the way things are, business is tough, the economy is bad, you will have resigned yourself to the wonderful, apathetic quagmire so many have come to call their workaday world, which I happen to think is a real shame, because it tends to make for a rather apathetic quagmire of a society. If you look, and wherever you look, I am convinced you will come home to roost with this amazing encyclopedia of administration developed by L. Ron Hubbard. We in WISE stand ready and able to help you along on this great and rewarding adventure. And may you and your business never be the same. Thank you very much.